World Trade Center window glass.
At less than 93 square meters, the Ground Zero Museum Workshop is smaller than many of Manhattan's one-bedroom apartments. But its contents hold meaning far larger than its small space.
Some of these stories.
Gary Marlon Susson created this museum as a way to share photographs and artifacts he collected as official Ground Zero photographer during the recovery efforts in the months following the attacks. They tell a story of heroism and persistence that contrasts with the violence of 9/11 itself.
I decided why not open up my own tiny museum so people could use it as a tool of healing through learning the history of the special stories that happened inside Ground Zero.
Susson says while September 11th looms large in modern American history, the recovery's intimate moments move him the most.
Everyone who worked there was honored to be there. We all knew that below our feet were thousands of victims and victims' remains, and there was just an incredible sense of respect, hallowed ground, camaraderie amongst all the men and women that worked at Ground Zero.
About 35,000 visitors have toured the museum every year since it opened 8 years ago.
Pictured here at number 17 is ironworker Keith Russell.
Museum guide Phoenix Tolliver encourages them to touch the artifacts, including religious symbols made from pieces of the World Trade Center towers. For many, the self-guided audio makes both the terror and the heroism more powerful. Alicia Avlon from Alabama came last year to the museum and returned for a second look. She finds enduring inspiration here.
We have hope that people aren't just hard and indifferent through this, through seeing, through caring about people we don't even know.
The number of visitors to the Ground Zero Museum Workshop surges around the anniversary of the attacks, but the exhibit is permanent and it's open all year long. Adam Phillips, VOA News, New York.